Community hero Diane Challis Davy. Diane Challis Davy had always hoped to work in the theater. After studying at California Institute of the Arts and working for a few summers at theaters in England, she returned to her hometown of Laguna Beach, California to look for work. She landed a job as a costume designer for a local art spectacle called Pageant of the Masters. As a child, Davy participated as a volunteer cast member in the pageant, and over the past two decades has worked her way up from costume designer to assistant director, and finally, for the past several years as director. She now oversees a staff of artists and technicians of every stripe, and a volunteer cast of approximately 500 people, and the occasional animal. The Pageant of the Masters is an annual show of tableaux vivants, or living pictures, where people pose as classical and contemporary paintings, sculptures, and other works of art. The art form of living pictures originated centuries ago before television, and when people entertained each other during their evening's leisure at home. During that time, people would recreate biblical and historical events and mount them on wagons and parade them around town, making the events more meaningful to the general public, many of whom were unable to read. In pre-electricity days, if you can imagine that, pageants had to be presented during the daytime hours. By contrast, the Pageant of the Masters features such highly technical lighting effects that a daytime performance would think unthinkable. The Pageant of the Masters show at Laguna Beach is a very elaborate and professional artistic event. Preparations for the July event begin in January, and the show runs for 60 days in an outdoor amphitheater to a collective audience of about 140,000 people. Under Davy's direction since 1996, the pageant has steadily grown more sophisticated, adding singers, dancers, a choir, even live animals. Every year, Davy decides on a theme for the show and selects a series of artworks to reproduce for the event. The theme for 2002, Heroes and Heroines. Among the works selected were statues of Athena, the ancient Greek protectress of heroes, comic book art, George Bellows' depiction of a famous boxing match between Dempsey and Firpo, Joan of Arc, Amelia Earhart, and others that pay tribute to heroes from history, both real and fictional, and express different ideas of heroism. Davy's love of the annual pageant, combined with loyalty to Laguna Beach, took a political turn a few years ago when the Festival of the Arts Board of Directors reviewed a proposal to move the pageant to the neighboring city of San Clemente. Together with many Laguna Beach citizens and Festival of Arts artists, Davy, a true community hero, began a quiet but earnest fight to keep the pageant at home. She remembers hearing about the planned movie. Being a hometown person, to me, that was a sacrilege. Behind the scenes, we fought to keep the pageant in Laguna. She and her allies succeeded, but although the move itself is no longer an issue, Davy suspects that the 2002 theme might have emerged from that struggle. I started thinking about the heroes in my own life, local artists, volunteers, and our friends in the community who worked so hard to save our pageant. Research for the production actually began in July 2001. There were over 40 research volunteers who submitted images of their favorite heroes. It was a lot of fun to review the amazing variety of art and culture. Of course, the world has changed since September 11th, and we had to reconsider the impact of some of our art selections. We also added a tribute to firefighters. Davy adds that when she was a kid, her number one hero was Abraham Lincoln. The 2002 pageant presented recreated paintings, sculptures, and photographs of her number one hero.